Kosmos. I'm just watching Star Trek Season 3, Episode 24. When these betazoids, what they're called, are communicating with each other, Troy and her mother, telepathically, as we say, and then they feel obliged socially to also speak with their mouth. And I thought it was funny. But I remember then hearing or reading from a few of those near-death experiences that those who came to meet them, often a guide or their parents and other deceased people, so to speak, who stepped over to this other side, who then speak, communicate just as we do, but as I said, telepathically. And I wonder they don't have mouths, so what's going on here? But I thought then, if we look at it in our cosmological perspective here, based on that information, which is, I would say, if we can accept it that way, it makes sense that, yes, now I am hooked up to this Annamaya Sukshma Sarira in Burloka. My consciousness, my senses, because my senses are actually not those physical senses, my senses belong to my consciousness. Are now hooked into that body that I find myself being here in the Burloka world. But when I step out of that, step back, which I can do now, and you too, right here in our mind, but just step into the mental realm, I can talk there too, right? And you also. We call it thoughts. So maybe what we call telepathic communication, as we would see it there in Star Trek, may simply be that. And it makes sense, right, that on Buvarloka, the world, the mental realm, above this physical realm of Burloka, the realm of the physical senses, well, there we talk in the form of thoughts. And that's what these near-death experiencers then experience. It felt just the same as when you have a thought. So it's like, thought transformation or something. But that's the natural way of speaking there. Here on that higher mental level realm. So those who live there communicate that way. How about that?